We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 18th of September, 2010. It's good to have you with us. I never cease to be amazed at just how we're being hit from all sides. And I have just a ton of information to cover today, and I'm going to get to as much of it as we can in the first hour. In the second hour, we're going to be bringing up Warner Bock. Warner has been encountering a number of different cattle mutilations in Canada. Some of you might remember he was interviewed by Dr. Rebecca Carley on this network not too long ago, and he was a caller a couple of weeks ago on this broadcast. And so we're going to be talking about some of the things that he's been encountered starting in the second hour. In the meantime, there's no shortage of things to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. We have now the Agenda 21 crowd now issuing, they've actually filed a lawsuit trying to get the U.S. Forest Service and different federal agencies to quit using fire retardant. This comes from Denver, Channel 7. ABC 7 in Denver. The lawsuit may end fire retardant use after 2011. Environmental group says water fertilizer mix is harmful to fish, plants, and habitat. So apparently it's better now to have them all burn up in a fire, in a forest fire, than to actually have fire retardant dropped. This is Dateline Jefferson County, Colorado. The fire retardant dropped from air tankers to prevent wildfires from spreading may no longer be an option after 2011. As many as 9 air tankers have dropped retardant, a mixture of water, fertilizer, and red dye, on both the Four Mile Canyon Fire in Boulder County and the Reservoir Road Fire in Larimar County. We got every year, ladies and gentlemen, we have the West going up in smoke. And understand that environmental restrictions have been the contributor to this, because as long as you have forests that are unhealthy and dying out because of excessive regulation and the fact that the government has prevented people from going in there and clearing out the dead wood, you're going to have the forests become a tinderbox. And that's what we've had out west in various government-owned land areas where massive amounts of land is owned by the government. You have them going up in smoke. Now you have the environmentalists who created this problem in the first place, in many respects. Now you have them fighting to get the government to stop fighting the fires. This is just more of the environmental Agenda 21 insanity. I got to take a break. We'll cover this and a lot more on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. I was mentioning before the break this information that came out of Denver. Apparently now we have the environmentalists filing lawsuits now to get the Forest Service and various government agencies to quit fighting forest fires. And this is all being done in the name of protecting the environment. So this is the insane nonsense that we have going on here. Now, I want to move along because I got a lot of stuff to cover here. From the National Post, and this is out of Canada, I guess, it talks about how garbage trucks now are being equipped with cameras, which are being used to spy upon what people throw away in the name of policing recycling efforts. Now, we've told you folks probably a couple of weeks ago how Columbus, Cleveland, Ohio, is putting, they're actually putting microchips or some kind of sensors in their trash cans to sense what people throw away, to sense the amount of recyclable content in the garbage can. This kind of nonsense, and people are going to be fined like $100 if they throw away certain things that are recyclable. And now we see out of Canada, from the National Post, garbage truck cameras give new meaning to trash TV. This is just another take on this whole situation. They say officials in D.C.'s Okanagan County Valley plan to use camera-equipped garbage trucks to film what gets dumped in order to make sure people are recycling properly. Since the introduction last year of a three-bin system providing garbage, recycling, and yard waste bins, waste contamination has become a big problem, according to Peter Rosenslicer, manager of waste reduction at the Central Okanagan Regional District. While the system has helped keep more material out of the landfill, it costs about $300,000 a year to pull out any materials that are put in the wrong place. Anyway, I'm not going to read this whole article, but cameras now going up on garbage trucks, even as cameras go up in, on your street corners everywhere. And the beat goes on, listeners. We're being spied upon every step of the way, everywhere we turn. From Personal Liberty Digest, this is another thing that we want to talk about. We're going to be bringing on a guest next week to talk about the bill that we have up on the website, the Livable Communities Act, which is SB 1619. Here we see from Personal Liberty Digest, social engineering bill in Senate will force you into city. It says a social engineering bill to restrict residents in the suburbs and rural areas and force Americans into city centers has passed the United States Senate Banking Committee and is on the fast track to passage in the Senate. The bill is called the Livable Communities Act, or SB 1619, and it was introduced by the corruptocrat, outgoing Senator Chris Dodd. It seeks to fulfill the United Nations plan, Agenda 21, adopted at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 and signed on to by the New World Order President George Herbert Walker Bush. The bill is designed to destroy your community. According to the nonprofit American Policy Center, the bill is a blueprint for the transformation of our society into total federal control. It will enforce federal sustainable development zoning and control of your local communities. It will create create massive new development bureaucracies. It will drive up the cost of energy to heat and cool your home. It will drive up the cost of gasoline as a way to get you out of your car. It will force you to spend thousands of dollars on your home in order to comply. A carrot and stick policy will be used to get your local government to sign on. The carrot is billions of dollars in grants available in your local government. If your local government agrees to amend zoning laws that restrict housing in outlying areas, forcing people to give up their homes and land and move into the city center. The stick will be denial of the funds and bad publicity generated by green organizations criticizing government officials for turning down free money. The rub is that grants will come with strings attached that force local governments to bend to the will of the feds. The idea of these social engineering initiatives is to force people to live in a congested area in high-rise buildings with housing on the upper floors and stores on the bottom. The whole areas will be linked by mass transit, creating the utopian communities loved by socialists. The result will be higher costs for housing because overcrowding will make housing a premium, and goods and services, higher costs of goods and services because less choice and less competition always creates higher prices, and of course less freedom to move about because cars won't be necessary, and parking space will be prohibitively expensive. As we point out here, President Barack Obama, not surprisingly, an advocate of this type of nonsense. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, he's in the process of building the infrastructure to connect these sustainable cities all across the country. That's what the high-speed rail initiative is all about. And that's why that's the roadway initiative that we have going on as well. The North American community, which was talked about very widely a few years ago, is still going forward today, listeners. Nothing's changed. They just done it. They're doing it behind the scenes. They're doing it covertly. It's not as overt now because of the opposition they've got. So anyway, SB 1619 is the Livable Communities Act. It's up on the website right now, listeners. I highly encourage you to go read it. And all of this comes down to grant money. Once again, we talk a lot about grant money on the show because this is how they're getting it done in your local communities. ECLE USA is one of these websites, one of these organizations that's helping to facilitate all this. And ECLE is Local Governments for Sustainability. There is a ECLE USA division of ECLE. And both websites are up on our website at governamerica.com. You can go there and click across to ECLE USA. If you go to the ECLE USA website, one of the things you'll find is this: nearly $300 million in federal funding available for state, local, and tribal governments. It says, this message announces the availability of nearly $300 million in current or upcoming funding opportunities for state, local, and tribal governments from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Commerce, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, that can be used to support climate and energy initiatives, including energy efficiency, regional planning, and community education. Read indoctrination, listeners. For full eligibility and application details, and they refer you to the links. Now, some of the grants that the federal government is coming out with, according to ICLEI, is the EDA Global Climate Change Mitigation Incentive Fund, which is $14.7 million. The HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Choice Neighborhoods, $65 million. The EPA Reducing Greenhouse Gas Emissions Through Energy Efficiency in Homes and Building Grants, that's $5.36 million. The Housing and Urban Development Indian Community Development Block Grant, that would be $65 million. Then there is the EPA National Environmental Information Exchange, that's $10 million. The Housing and Urban Development HOPE 6 Revitalization Grant Program, that's $124 million. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, K-12 Environmental Literacy Grants, that's $8 million. How much you want to bet what they're going to teach your child about the environment has everything to do with UNESCO, by the way. And finally, there is the EPA Upcoming Request for Applications, or RFA, for Environmental Workforce Development and Jobs Training Grants Program. That's $4 million. This is just one series of grants, listeners. This thing has been continuing for a very long time and goes into the future. These are just $300 million worth of current or upcoming for the near future opportunities for state and local governments to sell you down the river. And keep in mind, whenever one penny of federal money is taken, listeners, local communities are on the hook to fulfill the what the grantors of the money, they're on the strings, they become puppets to the money masters. So this is why everyone needs to work with your local government to refuse these grants. And if they won't listen to you, well, get rid of them. Campaign against them. Get them out of there. Run a candidate that will listen. Take over the whole city council. Take over your whole township. Take over the whole board. It's not a time to be discouraged. It's not a time to give up. We have to keep going. Another thing ICLEI is doing, they're holding their Local Action Summit 2010 in Washington, D.C. That's this month, just in a few days. It goes from September 24th to the 26th. It's called ICLEI Local Action Summit 2010, Empowering Sustainable Communities. They say, join local government staff and elected officials as we come together to network, learn, and share solutions on local climate, energy, and sustainability. They talk about tools, get the latest tools and resources to empower local government sustainability efforts, learn from ICLEI staff, local government staff, and other experts in the field about how innovation can drive sustainability, explore how regional, state, federal, and private partnerships are shaping and supporting local efforts, make valuable connections at the summit with your peers, and learn the latest developments in Washington. They say share leading best practices and seek local government's innovative climate and sustainability projects featured throughout the event in panel discussions, training, a milestone awards lunch, and the Local Sustainability Leadership Awards. This can't miss event will also feature major announcements related to the newest development in climate sustainability tools and programs for local governments.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Wiggs. Ran up against the clock there. Unfortunately, I got a little wound up. Forgot to pay attention to the time, so I'll have to make sure I watch that. Anyway, moving along here, I'm going to leave that conference there from ECLE. We now have a court rewarding $1.5 million to a family for vaccine-related autism. This comes from CBS News, September 9, 2010. The first court award in a vaccine autism case is a big one. CBS News has learned that the family of Hannah Poling will receive more than $1.5 million for her lifetime care, lost earnings, and pain and suffering for the first year alone. In addition to the first year, the family will receive $500,000 per year to pay for Hannah's care. Those familiar with the case believe the compensation could easily amount to $20 million over the child's lifetime. She was described, Hannah was, as a normal, happy, precocious child in her first 18 months, but then in July of 2000, she was vaccinated against 9 diseases in one doctor's visit. Afterward, her health declined rapidly. She developed high fevers, stopped eating, didn't respond when spoken to, began showing signs of autism, and began having screaming fits. In 2002, Hannah's parents filed an autism claim in federal court. 5 years later, the government settled the case before trial and had it sealed. It's taken more than 2 years for both sides to agree on how much Hannah will be compensated for her injuries. So, leaving that there, now we move along to today, September 15th, 2010, and that was a recent article, too, by the way. That was, again, from September 9th of this month. And then now moving along, from the Virginia pilot, we see Navy to test its ability to vaccinate masses in a pandemic. So you see, they don't pay any attention to the damages that vaccines cause. The name of the game is population reduction, in accordance with Agenda 21. When you have a large population, a large population is difficult to manage. So that's one of the things that these elitists want to do, that are driving all these political things that are happening. They're driving the sustainable development nonsense, Bill Gates and the Rockefellers and all these people that are behind this stuff. They want to reduce the population. Bill Gates is on record, and we've played the audio in the past about how he wants to use health care and vaccinations to reduce the population in Africa. So, I mean, this kind of stuff is going on, listeners. And they tie in the carbon credit thing with that, Bill Gates does. And, of course, that whole thing is built upon a very bad foundation. There is no science involved in that whole thing that can withstand scrutiny. Much of these so-called scientists that are involved in that whole process are grant-funded scientists, which means they're controlled, which means they'll say anything to keep their staff on the payroll. But anyway, Virginia pilot reports, it may be part of an exercise, but have no doubt the needles in this simulated pandemic flu scenario are real. And so are the deltoids of thousands of sailors to be immunized in coming days as part of a test of the Navy's capacity to surge huge quantities of vaccines to its workforce. Every military exercise gets a name, typically by shortening key words and condensing the spaces between them. The first phase of PanFluX, short for Pandemic Flu Exercise, begins today. And this is once again a few days ago, September 15th, when nurses and corpsmen from Portsmouth Naval Medical Center will fan out to local military medical clinics. Their goal is to vaccinate about 6,000 mission essential personnel within 48 hours. Primarily, the first part of the exercise is getting healthcare workers vaccinated, said Rebecca Perrone, a spokesman for the medical center. If it were the real thing, we would get 60,000 doses and have 48 hours to administer them. Now, keep in mind, listeners, we've just gotten through a situation where we were told that there was a pandemic in the United States. We were told that there was a worldwide pandemic, and we were told that we all needed to roll up our sleeves and let them jab us with the vaccine du jour. First, I guess it was the bird flu, and then it was swine flu. They talked about other types of flu, but they've been building up this pandemic, and then after that whole thing failed on them because of primarily alternative media like Republic Broadcasting and other networks and other print things like newswithviews.com. Because of their failure to do this, then it comes out while all the vaccines are spoiled. Then they come out and admit that, oh, yeah, we just, you know, the whole thing was politicized and, you know, the World Trade Organization was compromised by the pharmaceutical industry. So can we trust these people anytime they tell us there's a pandemic? There's a super bug that we need to fear? But moving along, ABC News says flu shot may become mandatory for healthcare workers. They say, and this is September 11th of this month, listeners, all healthcare personnel should be required to get vaccinated against the influenza, according to a new policy statement from the American Academy of Pediatrics. I'm not going to read that whole thing. Lots going on in the realm of population reduction. Now, from the Wall Street Journal, we see herbal supplements face new scrutiny. You see, if they can't get you one way, they're going to try to get you the other way. They say elderberry extract and AKI to boost the immune system, black cohosh to lessen the discomforts of menopause, soy capsules to prevent bone loss and prostate cancer. Many botanical supplements have been widely used as folk remedies for centuries. Americans have been consuming growing quantities of the supplements. And anyway, now the federal government is stepping up its research into the safety and effectiveness of these things, according to what they say. They want to reduce the population, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about, killing us off so that they can have their sustainable society. Got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we just had the primary elections, and the situation has been very detrimental. They have voting machines now, we're told. Primary day, screwed up in New York, major machine glitches. We've been telling you folks about this for years. Well, elections can be thrown with the use of these electronic voting machines. New York spent $160 million on these voting machines, and now Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, is calling it a royal screw up and completely unacceptable. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, all I can say about that is the election being thrown? Is it time now for the Republicans to take charge and now the elections have to go down? You know, not that it matters, because the elections, the Republicans were in charge before, and so these games keep being played, listeners, but I just I think it's very relevant to mention when we see these voter machine screw-ups, and of course there's local elections which come into play as well, and who knows who's running on a local level, that the elitists might not want in New York and various places where these machines have screwed up. I'm going to go to the phone lines, and let's talk to Sam in Missouri. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Darren. Want to mention one thing that I ran into last night when I was looking for news that you might find interesting, and you may have already covered it. I don't know, because I kind of got in a little late.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen this in two places now. The most notable place that I remember most recently is up on G. Edward Griffin's Unfiltered News site. He links to a lot of news articles and stuff on his Unfiltered News that he puts up once a week. And you don't have to subscribe to that, by the way. You can just go to it, just do a search for it. And you'll probably find it online, Unfiltered News. Anyway, this whole business about bringing back the whole scandalous global warming thing, but they're changing the name now. They want to call it climate disruption now.
Right.
Because of the way climate change, and in other words, they failed at global warming, they failed at climate change, because on to that, now they're going to come back with climate disruption.
Actually, let me stop you there, Sam, because they failed at global cooling.
That's the first thing.
You know, they were blaming global cooling, that we were causing global cooling back in, I guess, the 70s and 80s. Well, the 80s,
yeah, I forgot about that one.
Is when they switched to global warming, and that didn't pan out. So then it became climate change, like you said, and all of a sudden, well, you know, the climate change, that's hard. You know, climate changes anyway. So let's switch to global climate disruption. You know, whatever the heck that is.
Yeah.
So it's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. You know, things, the weather just isn't cooperating with their agenda.
Yeah, and who cares if it's scandalous or not? We're going to keep throwing it at the wall until it sticks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Basically, they
failed to get their carbon bill through Congress, so now we got the Environmental Protection Agency doing the business anyway, regulating it, even as they're poised to regulate farm dust. I mean, this is just the insanity of it all, Sam. You know, we're being hit from every direction today. You know, I don't know about you. I know you're a broadcaster as well. But you sit down and you decide what to cover, and you see it from every direction. It becomes very difficult to know what to talk about first.
I'll tell you what I'm going through now, Darren. Used to, when Trish and I first started our broadcast, we had to really scrounge and look hard to find things, and we had to decide, okay, is this going to be enough to carry us for the 2 hours or whatever sometimes that we were talking about issues. Now, Darren, I guarantee you, I have on average 10 to 15 stories in the two-hour segment I have to either come back and cover next week or sometimes even throw out, depending upon whether I can get to them or not in a decent amount of time, you know, because sometimes things are time-sensitive and other times they're not.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not time sensitive, I'll just postpone them till the following week and throw them in. But I mean, it's like I said here a while back. I said this broadcast is getting too easy to do.
Yeah, exactly. You're certainly not hurting for material.
No, I mean it's just the nonsense and these people would lie when they would lie even when the truth would serve them better.
Yeah, no question about that.
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, that's why I always keep telling people, you know, that the way you have to handle these people, it doesn't matter what they tell you. If you don't believe anything they tell you, you're better off. Always remember that everything is opposite. Right is left, up is down, and so on. If you can think like that, you'll usually have these people under your thumb and be able to survive better. Everything is always opposite. When they say they're going to declare a war on something, it's going to make it, whatever that item is they're declaring war on, is going to be totally the opposite of what you might think that it is. I mean, it's like, for example, a war on drugs. You have more drugs than you ever had. Yeah. The only thing where they seem to really declare war on and kill is freedom.
No argument there. You know, and I think people are waking up in many respects. We have a lot of unemployed people who have a lot of free time on their hands to not only look for jobs that aren't there, but also to do a little research and find out what's happening to our country. And I think a lot of people are waking up because of that and the alternative media. Hey, I appreciate the call, Sam. God bless you.
You bet.
You know, I want to move on here and talk about the economy a little bit. Because there's talk now that maybe the administration is using the poll workers from the primary to actually inflate the job totals. And in the meantime, we had this week from the Wall Street Journal, Greenspan admits that the federal stimulus hasn't worked so far. He's calling now for tax hikes Greenspan, keep in mind, was the one who caused the housing bubble in the first place by keeping interest rates so low for so long. But he told a gathering at the Council on Foreign Relations this past week, quote, "We have to find a way to simmer down the extent of activism that's going on with government stimulus spending and allow the economy to heal itself." Well, I got news for you folks. And Greenscam knows this himself. The economy is not going to heal itself because of the Federal Reserve, the private banking entity that controls our economy, that creates the cycles of boom and bust, and because of the multiple, numerous, overlapping world trade agreements, which are forcing our companies out of this country into foreign countries. And this is why we've lost our jobs. Now, some of the stimulus, by the way, that he didn't mention, but the stimulus money, here's where some of your stimulus dollars are going, folks, those of you who are actually still working. This is what you're working to pay for. This comes from CNSnews.com. Feds spent $800,000 of economic stimulus on African genital washing program. Apparently now we're spending almost $1 million, $800,000 of your hard-earned tax dollars to teach African men how to wash their genitals after having sex. CNS says the National Institute of Mental Health, a division of the National Institutes of Health, spent $823,200 of economic stimulus funds in 2009 on a study by a UCLA research team, a team to teach uncircumcised African men how to wash their genitals after having sex. The genitalia washing program is a part of a larger $12 million UCLA study examining how to better encourage Africans to undergo voluntary HIV testing and counseling. However, only the penis washing study received money from the 2009 economic stimulus law. So anyway, that ought to make you feel real good next time you go to pay your taxes. Moving along here. More stimulus spending. From UPI, United Press International, dated September 13th, U.S. Forest Service says it will spend $10 million to raise a former Cold War defense facility and return its mountaintop site to nature. On a 5,960-foot mountain peak, 40 miles east of San Diego, the Laguna Mountain Air Force Base was a busy place during the Cold War, as hundreds of personnel, technicians, radar scanners, and military brass tracked Soviet submarines cruising off San Diego. But anyway, the federal government now wants to raise the mountaintop complex of nearly a dozen gutted and derelict structures closed for 25 years. Anyway, they're going to give this all this land back to nature. And this just seems to be a pattern going on all over the place as our cities are shrinking and giving that land back to nature. Then we see from CNN, U.S. raises pressure on China over currency. This comes actually from the Financial Times, carried by CNN. As Washington took aim at China's unfair trade policy on Wednesday, with lawmakers threatening legislation against Chinese currency intervention and the administration filing two new cases against Beijing at the World Trade Organization. The moves are aimed to crank up pressure on Beijing to change what the U.S. says are distortionary and illicit measures to favor its own companies. Tim Murphy, a Republican congressman from Pennsylvania, appeared at the House of Representatives hearing on Wednesday to promote a bill that would allow the U.S. to treat Chinese currency undervaluation as part of a legal export subsidy when imposing emergency tariffs. Quote, "The American people are calling for Washington to create jobs. Since the administration won't hold China accountable, the Congress must." Well, I got news for you, listeners. Nothing short of a complete withdrawal from the World Trade Organization is going to save this economy. Make no mistake about it. I mean, you could say that this is a step in the right direction, but it's not. It doesn't go far enough. We need to completely rescind all participation with Communist China in the first place. Although there's so many things made in Communist China today, I don't know that we could withdraw from it completely. immediately because our store shelves would be empty. We have nothing left, hardly. We need industry in this country, listeners, and that's not going to happen. Jobs come with industry. And industry comes when we have tariffs on imports. And that's not going to happen until we withdraw from these trade agreements, and it can happen. But it's going to take pressure from the people on Washington and your state reps who need to go to Washington and represent you to the scum that are there and put pressure on them to do the right thing. As we continue here, though, China continues to prepare for war with the United States. MSNBC, China continues satellite maneuvers. Space watchers say China is doing whatever it started doing last month with two close flying satellites in orbit, and that's keeping outside observers worried about the fact that Chinese communist officials have not yet actually said what it is they're doing. The maneuvers, which appear to involve rendezvous operations between the SJ-06F satellite and the more recently launched SJ-12 craft, could amount to practice for space station dockings or coordinated satellite observations from orbit. Few folks would have a problem with that, but they also could be aimed at developing the expertise for lurking near someone else's satellite and eavesdropping, or even knocking that satellite out of commission in the event of a crisis. That's the worrisome part. The formation flying exercise began in mid-August and stirred up a significant fuss a couple of weeks ago when some observers speculated that the SJ-12 might have given a nudge to the SJ-06F. Anyway, I want to leave that there in the interest of time. But there are numerous operations the communist Chinese are engaging in to perfect their military operations, even as in Idaho, as Vicki Davis has uncovered, they have been, the state government there has been working to woo the communist Chinese to take over our mines, our gold mines and things. We have them coming into this country in California, in Idaho, and I'm sure it's happening all over the country, listeners. The communist Chinese are already here. They're being wooed by government, because when you are a bankrupt country, you can't sell your bonds anymore, and it's getting very close to that point now where the bonds are going to be very undesirable, and that means that once the bonds are gone, we have no ability to support our economy anymore, because everything that's being done today is being done with borrowed money, listeners, and those chickens are going to come home to roost. Bonds mature, do they not? So when you have a bond, you have a promise to pay. Well, if the bond market value drops and people lose faith in those bonds, then you're going to have a massive sell-off. And the price of those bonds will become junk, will become garbage. And then there goes the government's ability to borrow. And it's coming. It's very close. Listeners, we've been talking about this stuff for years. But we are witnessing before our eyes the coming collapse that we've been warning about for years. All right, from Business Week. The same thing that's going on here is going on in Australia. Business Week says the deal is simple. Australia gets the money, China gets Australia. So they're doing the same thing in Australia that they're doing here. Every third Wednesday, Michael Box gets up at 3:30 in the morning to catch a flight out of Perth. Isolated in the southwest of Australia, Perth is 1,700 miles from the next largest city, which isn't even that big. Anyway, they say here, representatives of Chinese company Chinalco work alongside employees of BHP Billiton and other mining companies like Box's employer Rio Tinto, which China has an interest. Among their jobs, which include building power stations, desalinization plants, and other infrastructure around the mines, is overseeing the removal of iron ore, which is loaded onto 325-yard-long bulk carriers waiting by purpose-built wharves 500 yards long. About 8 of these massive ships leave every day. Anyway, Australia is selling its natural resources. America is selling its natural resources. We are begging the communist Chinese to come in and rescue us, giving them our infrastructure, giving them our mineral resources in the hopes that they give us jobs. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing else left. There is nothing else left. And when you lose your wealth, and when you become highly indebted, you become a slave to those that are your funders. And does it make you feel good to think that you're becoming a slave to the communist Chinese and communist slash socialist slash fascist at the central bank around the world, the various central banks? All right, I got to take another break. Time's going by very quickly. I got a lot more to cover. Stay tuned. This is Govern America, and the website is governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We are back. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. I keep it open during the show so you can communicate with me if you need to. Moving along here, gold has spiked record levels this past week. Stocks, treasuries, and gold has gained upon the news that the Federal Reserve is going to evidently purchase bonds. This is supposedly, I guess, supposed to be good news for us. Bloomberg reports treasuries gained, gold surged at a record, and the dollar tumbled to a 15-year low. 15-year low against the yen on speculation. The Federal Reserve will purchase as much as $1 trillion in bonds to bolster the economy. Bonds being purchased, listeners, that's propping up the bond market. U.S. stocks decline. 10-year Treasury yield slid 9 basis points to 2.67% at 4 p.m. in New York. Gold futures surged as much as 2.4% to $1,276.50 an ounce. I guess I just checked before the show. As of Friday, it lost a couple of bucks. But anyway, gold pretty close to a near all-time high, listeners. The dollar index, which gauges the U.S. currency against six major trading partners, slumped 0.9%. And the Swiss franc touched $1 for the first time this year. Anyway, that gold is a alternative to the dollar, to fiat currencies, as a means of protecting one's wealth, certainly is being realized by more and more people all the time. Now we see Congress getting ready to take action to try to prevent them. You see, folks, you're not allowed to have any wealth. And this is what we're seeing going on here. The collection of all wealth throughout the world into the hands of a few. Here we see from Seeking Alpha, Congressman Weiner and Waxman set gold hearing. This was just a couple of days ago that this was posted. Just as government is trying to prevent people from investing in anything other than treasury bills by raising taxes on taxable interest and dividends to confiscatory levels, it's also trying to prevent you from parking your wealth in assets like gold that compete with the paper dollars issued by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury. A press release from Anthony Weiner, Democrat from New York, not yet posted on his website, announces that a September 23rd hearing at the Subcommittee on Commerce, Trade, and Consumer Protection will focus on legislation that would regulate gold-selling companies, an industry whose relentless advertising is now the staple of cable television. From the press release, it says, and I quote, under Representative Weiner's bill, companies like Goldline would be required to disclose the reasonable resale value of items being sold, unquote. Are Mr. Weiner and Chairman Bernanke going to also agree to print on every dollar the reasonable expectation that its value will be eroded by inflation? Gold investors are already punished by the federal government by having their investment, even in a gold exchange-traded fund, taxed at a higher rate that apply to collectibles rather than long-term capital gains, not to mention the fact that Mr. Weiner's regulatory push seems as much aimed at conservative journalists as at the gold dealers. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Point is, your gold and silver, your precious metals abilities are being targeted by the federal government as well. Lots of control going on, listeners. That's why it's very important to be active, very important to spread the information. We have to increase our numbers. In the next hour, we're going to be bringing up Werner Bach to talk about some cattle mutilations and everything. So stay tuned. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Hour number two is about to begin. Don't go away.